Welcome to Shom Achshav Anadav, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sambi Akshom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Kiddushin Dav Pei Beis. We're holding now in the end of Meseches Kiddushin, in the end of Seder Nashim, based on the order that we have. And we have over here, the way the Gemara ends, is what's brought down in the Mishnah. The Rav Nehorai says, Maniach ani kolu monus sheba'ilom, ve'eini milamed is bni elatoyu. I'm going to leave all works, all different crafts to teach my son, and I will teach him only Torah. The Maharal already asks, why does the Gemara say this Rav Nehorai, which was mentioned in the Mishnah? What do we add in this Braisa, which we didn't have in the Mishnah? So the Maharal says, we wanted to end the Masechta in a good thing, so that's why we said that in the end. But maybe we can add more to this to explain why this ends Maseches Kiddushin and Seder Nashim. And we'll start with the famous Biskurov on this Mishnah. The Biskurov in Parshas Chayesoro starts bringing this Mishnah, and he asks a simple question that many Mefarshim ask. We know that Rav Nehorai is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir of Nehorai is the same person. Rabbi Meir said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Lo'oilo milamed odom is b'noi umnois nikia v'kalo. Rabbi Meir says you should teach your son a craft, something which is easy to do. So how does Rav Nehorai says afterwards, Eini milamed is b'ni ela toyo? He's contradicting himself. And as the Biskurov, the wise Rav Nehorai says, Eini milamed et b'ni. I'm not going to teach my son, I'm going to teach only toyo. What does that do with his son? Isn't he coming to say instructions for everybody what to do? So says the Biskurov, we have the Gemara in Brochas Tav Lamed Hamud Beis, which brings the Machlikis, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shirin Bar Yochai. What is the right thing to do? Rabbi Shmuel says that you have to work and learn to do both. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says if a person is going to work and in the time that he works, when he's going to have time to learn? Torah mate aleil. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says if Am Yisrael is zoiche, so then other people do for them their work and they're able to learn the whole time. Concludes the Gemara and says harbe asu ki Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai v'lo also biyotom. Many tried this Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai method of living, of learning Torah the whole time, and it did not work out. Meaning what the Gemara is saying is, Halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel, that Hegbeh Midas Te'acheretz, you have to have a combination of learning and working. But brings the Biskurov, what the Rambam says, that there's a Shevet Levi in Am Yisrael. And Shevet Levi are the ones that sit and learn the whole time. Says the Rambam that anybody who wants to join Shevet Levi and be learning the whole time, he could do it. So says the Biskurov, the name of the Vilna Goyen. So what is the source of the Rambam? The source is this Gemara in Brachas. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai v'Chaveirov, they were learning the whole time. So what really the Gemara in Brachas is telling us is that many tried to do Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but did not work for them. For the Ravim, for the majority of Klal Yisrael, you cannot demand that they should sit and learn the whole time. But for the small minority, for the people that choose to learn Torah, Yomim V'Laylo, they can be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's what the Rambam says. Anybody who wants to join Shevet Levi and learn, he could do it the same way Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Chaveh are able to learn the whole time. So we see that there's a difference between what you tell the Rambam, what you tell the Tzibur, what you tell specific individuals. Says the Biskurov, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir is giving instructions to the Tzibur, and he says, Lo'olam ilamed adam is b'noi umnus nikia v'kalo. President should teach his son a good and easy work that he can learn and work. Says Rav Nehorai, the same Rav Meir says, my son, eini milamed b'ni ela toiro. The son of Rav Meir knew that he is able to handle learning the whole time without working. So says Rav Nehorai, if it's to my son, the individual that I know specifically is able to handle it, I'm going to teach him only toiro because the mute could go like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and learn toiro in that way. And Gevaldik Avorid of the Biskurov, and really Rav Yitzchak Eisenhower already says a very similar Mahalach in the Sefer Oy Toiro, which is on the Malas HaToiro of the brother of the Vilna Goyen. Now, as we spoke about throughout Seder Nashim, that yes, Seder Nashim of Hipshat talking about the Ish V'Isha and everything has to do between a husband and wife. But Be'oimik, Ish V'Isha represents the ultimate Ish V'Isha, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael. And the whole Ma'alkim, as we spoke about in the beginning of this Masechta, we spoke about in the previous Masechtas, the idea of the Kiddushin connection that Eish V'Isha have, that reflects the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. The ultimate connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael comes through the Torah. The Gemara in the end of Tainis calls Yoim Matan Toyu the day the Toyu was given Yoim Chasunosoi. That's the day of the marriage to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael come together through the Toyu. So as Maseches Kiddushin ends, and Seder Noshim in general ends, we end with the Inyonim of Toyu of the Chibur Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And according to what the Biskrov teaches us, the Pshat is, the ending is also the two-stage level of connection that Am Yisrael have to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You have the connection the Roiv Am Yisrael has, which is a Kesha Shaychis of Torah Im Derech Eretz, and that's Rabbi Meir Umnus Kalov and Ikiyo. And then you have the higher level of the Loimdei Torah that are completely connected to Torah and have nothing to do with this world. And this is the ultimate marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So when the Gemara ends, using the Ma'aral, the Gemara comes and repeats what we learned in the Mishnah, because this is the whole union of Kiddushin and connection of Ish v'Isho, the ultimate Kiddush between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Hadron Aloch, the short Machshava Shiurim on Maseches Kiddushin and the entire Seder Noshim, B'Siyata Dishmayim. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.